Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Peter Greenberg joins us on WGN Radio, as he does on weekends, too. Hi, Peter. Welcome back.
And good morning, sir.
Host of the Eye on Travel show, which you hear Saturdays from 3 to 6, at least when it's not busted up or moved around for sports. But you'll understand that we like having sports on, too, Peter.
I totally respect that.
Are you a sports fan, by the way? Do you get to enjoy teams since you're in your old world? We're always traveling.
Well, I am. I'm a diehard Mets fan, so please feel sorry for me. But other than that, I root for the Cubs whenever I can.
Yes. Well, root for the White. It's funny because the Cubs are maybe the most known Chicago team. This radio station does Northwestern football, the Chicago Blackhawks, and the Chicago White Sox. So add that to your list of favorite teams.
Okay, I stand corrected. I'm a White Sox fan.
That worked for me a few years ago, and now I really, really am. You know, I saw a story on CNN, and I know you talk about this most weekends, too. If Americans want to travel, granted, we could try and find places to travel inside the U.S., although my understanding is now I don't get to go to South Dakota because they're on the list of states that Illinois would require you to quarantine from. But where can Americans go if they want to travel outside of the U.S. right now?
Well, believe it or not, those destinations are increasing slowly, but they are. Turkey is one of them. Croatia is another. The Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean is another. You will start seeing the Cayman Islands start to open up. Hawaii, on the other hand, you might as well write that one off for the rest of the year. You know, they were supposed to reopen in July, then this month, then next month. They've now moved it back to October. And my guess is we're going to see it in 2021. That's how intense it is there.
Hawaii, you can't go there until 2021.
Well, you can go there if you quarantine for 14 days in your hotel room and never leave it. Aloha. So I don't think you're going to go.
Oh, that works both ways then, huh? Because I think I can go to South Dakota. Problem is it's going to be hard for me to come back. In Hawaii, if I show up, they don't even want me to come out of my hotel room for 2 weeks.
Oh, they won't let you. I mean, they literally monitor everything. Everything short of an ankle bracelet. So if you want to look at, you know, what minimum security prison is like right now, go to Hawaii. But seriously, the reason why they're not going to open up is not just because they've had a spike in cases, although they have some increase in cases. It's because the hotels don't want to open up, because if they open up, they're only going to run at 20% occupancy, and that's financially unsustainable. They want to wait until there's either widespread, reliable, rapid response testing or a vaccine. So the betting is, you know, January, February of 2021.
That's the case in Hawaii. Is it that way in New Orleans or Miami or New York or San Francisco?
Not yet. Not yet. It's on a case-by-case basis, and I hate to say it, there are no rules. So everybody's sort of like case-by-case basis.
I wonder if there should be a, you know, we do not have federal policy to guide everybody. And the logic has been because different cities and states and populations are different and have different attitudes about it, too. Infection rates are different. And regardless of that, different populations, people in the South, maybe feel different than people in the Northwest or whatever. So maybe.
Yeah, but you know what's not. But here's the deal. We travel. We travel by car. We travel by train. We're mobile. And because of that, if we don't have federal leadership at the top in terms of making it a standard for the country, then getting a handle on this is difficult, if not almost impossible.
So then what does that say about cruising? I mean, so an American could go to Istanbul and board a cruise ship there?
No. An American could go to Istanbul, and many are right now. But in the cruise industry, remember, the European Union countries have banned Americans from traveling there to begin with. And while cruising in the U.S. is on a hold based on a no-sail order from the Centers for Disease Control, that's not the case in Europe and some other capitals. So we had one cruise line last week, MSC, sort of like literally test the water by taking about 2,500 passengers on their flagship, on like a seven-day cruise of the Mediterranean, but no U.S. passenger on board, and the rules were very strict. every time you, you know, every port of entry within the ship, you had to be, you know, disinfected. And if you left the ship on a shore excursion, you had to be chaperoned. You couldn't go off on your own. One family tried to do that. They were thrown off the ship.
Well, normally when you go on a cruise, this has been my experience. I'll just tell you what my experience is, but I do it with a lot of our radio station listeners. We then get on a bus and we take a guided tour. I guess that would be chaperoned, right? I mean, that would be, why you go on a cruise.
Well, remember, there are a lot of ports where people can go off on their own. Yeah. They don't have to take a shore excursion.
Right.
And so the rules here are being rigidly enforced because otherwise, you know, we may have a repeat of what we had last year on the princess ships.
Yeah, boy, that sounds like ancient history, but it wasn't that long ago. So you're talking about the MSC Grandiosa. Do we know what the status of that is? Is it out to sea right now? Is it going well?
It actually returns today, and they're going to go right back out. They're going to do 3 7-day cruises. So they're going to start the second 7-day cruise tomorrow, and they're monitoring it very carefully. And we'll know within the next 10 days how they did. I should also tell you, John, that this morning, Cunard just delayed the sailing for their three flagships. That's the Queen Mary, the Queen Elizabeth, and it's the Queen Mary II, the Queen Elizabeth and the Queen Victoria, as far back as next May. That'll give you an idea of where they are in the industry. Princess has already delayed two of their ships through next March. So you may see this across the industry.
312-981-7200 is a telephone number. So I've got a trip planned, Peter, with WGN radio listeners on the Rhine River next October. And my friend Steve Bertrand likes to lead WGN radio listeners on inland tours, you know, going to and through, say, Paris, or just driving around England or Ireland. What do you think about the return of that kind of travel for Americans after this? Peter Greenberg, you can hear him Saturdays on WGN Radio. He's the host of the Eye on Travel show you hear here Saturdays from 3 to 6. Peter, lots of calls for you. You were just telling us, though, that you can go to some places in Europe now, but are they restricting, though, Americans' access to different ports or to different cities or countries generally?
Those countries that I mentioned, they're not. So far, so good. But remember, it's a very fluid situation because the minute a country opens up, look at the what we saw with the Bahamas. They reopened to everybody. You even had to claim that you had a tested in the last 96 hours. And then they had a spike in cases. They closed again. When they reopened, the rules were tougher. So literally, you have to... It's sort of like, you know, planning your trip on an Etch-a-Sketch machine. It's changing by the hour. And since there's no one rule for any one country that's unilateral, you're going to have to stay on top of this day by day.
And boy, even if you could go then, since you have to make so many decisions and plans in advance of a trip like that, knowing full well that a few days before it may blow up, I could see a lot of people saying, even though it's possible, it's not worth the anxiety. I'm just not even going to try.
Well, you're right, except for one bright, shining light here, and that is, finally, there are some countries that have embraced a whole new insurance protocol where that if you say you're going to go there, they're going to insure your trip as a condition of you going. And as a result, if they do cancel or they do close, you're covered.
Hmm.
Everybody listening to your show right now and those who listen to my show already know too well that when they bought travel insurance prior to the pandemic, in almost 95% of the cases, they were buying worthless insurance because there's an exclusion in that policy that said we don't cover you for pandemic. So why buy the insurance? Why even go? Now, a number of countries are offering that insurance.
Can you talk about my trip with some listeners in October on the Rhine next year?
Sure. I mean, I will tell you this. We're going to get widespread, rapid response, reliable testing. It may not be a vaccine, but that will allow people the confidence, the comfort, and the liability issues to come back out and travel. And we're going to see that probably by the end of this year, early next year, with or without a vaccine. So for your trip in October, right now, if I was taking a calculated risk, I'd say you're going.
What about my friend Steve Bertrand, who schedules trips largely around Ireland and Great Britain, but that's bus travel mostly. What do you think about that?
Once again, those quarantine restrictions will be removed once you have widespread testing, for the simple reason that the economic impact here is in the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars That's income and revenue none of these countries can recoup. It's gone, and they need to get back. So the pressure right now is not on the vaccine. It's on widespread testing, and that's going to happen.
Jerry, you're on with Peter Greenberg. What was your question?
Good morning. Say, we're heading to Hawaii in March for my wife's birthday, actually her twin sister's too, and going on Norwegian Cruise Lines for a island cruise. So just wondering what your thoughts were on that. And then, of course, if that gets canceled, we did buy the insurance, but as you were just saying, that's pretty much worthless for pandemics.
Right. Right. The insurance that you bought, I hate to tell you, you probably bought it with the cruise line, didn't you?
Yes. Actually, no, we bought it with an outside agency.
Oh, okay. Even
it was cheaper.
But you need to have somebody walk you through the language of that policy. Chances are it's still worthless in terms of a pandemic. And you're mentioning a cruise in March. That's a gray area right now because I just got finished telling John, Hawaii's not really going to open for all intents and purposes until January, maybe even February. So you're right on the cusp there. I would go back and have a conversation with your travel agent, if that's who you booked the cruise with, to make sure that Norwegian has amended their cancellation and refund policies so that if they cancel, not you, if they cancel, you get a full refund.
Good luck to you, Jerry, and thanks for the call. I'm going to go from you to Dean. A lot of folks, these parts go to Mexico. Is that where you want to go, Dean? Hi, Dean. You're on the air. Dean's planning on taking a trip to Mexico. Any advice for people that want to do that, Peter?
Yes, if you're flying, the air routes are open, although Mexico does have a large number of cases, so you're going to have to behave properly and be disciplined. But I have no problems going to Mexico myself. I'll probably be down in either Cabo or Cozumel within the next 6 weeks.
You have any suggestions for people that want to travel domestically?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if you're going to travel domestically, you need to have conversation with the hotels, not the brands in general, but the individual location hotel, to ask them what their cleaning and disinfectant procedures are, how they secure the room, who's going to be in your room 24 hours before you are, who's going to come in your room while you're there. You may have to tell housekeeping not to come. What's their public space like? Have they closed the pool? In many cases, they have. What about the gym, other public areas?
Yeah.
What about dining? It's a problem.
John, we're supposed to cruise in November on Oceania. Any thoughts? They're not telling us where they're going, though. But if the ship is going to sail and you're comfortable going, then go. That's my answer.
I'm with you. Look, right now there's a CDC no-sail order that's going to extend through the end of September. Most U.S. cruise lines have extended their own no-sail order till the end of October, and my guess is this year is done. So if Oceania is going to sail in November, I would actually be surprised.
Yeah, me too. That's not what I'm hearing. Okay, listen, we'll listen for you Saturday, 3 to 6, and you pop up on Rose Show, all of our shows. I'll give you a call again. I appreciate your thoughts. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
Anytime.
Peter Greenberg's Eye on Travel.